Mr. President, next week, Americans across our country are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. It's a time that we reflect and give thanks to our families and friends and all that we have. But far too many of our families across my state and across this country have far less than they did just a year ago. They've lost their homes, their cars, their health care, their 401ks, and their jobs. And just this month, we learned that this country has lost a total of 1.2 million jobs this year. Over half of that decrease came in the last 3 months alone. Across this country, people are hurting, and some of the hardest hit have been our veterans from the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. Thousands of our veterans are still recovering from physical or psychological injuries that make it very hard for them to pay their bills or to find a job, and too many find themselves sliding quickly into bankruptcy or foreclosure. Yesterday, in fact, the New York Times reported that advocacy groups have seen a huge increase in the number of veterans asking for financial help over the last year. Mr. President, Americans made it very clear on Election Day that they want a new direction in this country. They want action that will help pull us out of this economic crisis. President-elect Obama has already announced that his first priority will be an economic recovery plan that invests in our country's infrastructure. As chair of the Transportation and Housing Appropriations Subcommittee, I stand ready to help with that. But as the latest jobless reports show, we can't afford to wait even until January, when we have a new president, to start providing the help that Americans need today. And that's why I've come to the floor. We need to take action, Mr. President, that will create jobs, diversify and modernize our economy, and help our families cope with this economic downturn. This week, Senators Byrd and our Majority Leader, Senator Reid, proposed an economic stimulus bill that would do just that. Their bill is targeted at the biggest needs in our country today. It will create more than 635,000 jobs by investing in infrastructure and green energy development. And it would help our most vulnerable citizens put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads. Mr. President, Congress can make a real difference for millions of families across our country. If there was a mandate given on November 4th, it was for government to work for the people once again. America's working families want a government that will turn our economy around and end this war. And they want true progress on health care and on education. So that's our mandate. And we've got an awful lot of work to do, and we need a bipartisan effort to do it. But we can't just sit around and wait until we have a new administration and a new Congress. Mr. President, Americans are hurting today. We have the ability in this Congress to come together across party lines and pass a bill that will put Americans back to work and stabilize our communities across this country. So I want to take just a couple minutes this morning to outline how that package will help get our economy moving again and help those most in need. First of all, it's critically important that we help families who have already lost their jobs and are drawing unemployment today. Especially with employers cutting jobs each month, there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who need help for basic needs while they look for work. So this package reaches out to those families by extending unemployment benefits by 7 weeks across the country and 13 weeks in states where the jobless rate is the highest. It also brings relief to communities since every dollar of unemployment benefit generates $1.64 in additional economic activity. So this helps everyone. Mr. President, this bill also provides help for the millions of families who are struggling today to find safe and secure housing. You know, across the country, public housing is badly in need of repairs and improvement. This bill will allow communities to be able to rehabilitate vacant public housing units, improve energy efficiency, and jumpstart construction of new projects that will serve those tenants. It will also help address a growing problem in our communities, renters who've lost their homes because their landlords were foreclosed on. So this bill will help protect those innocent victims of the foreclosure crisis and help them find immediate shelter and long-term housing. So, Mr. President, one reason we need this bill badly is because it offers help to those who need it most, those who've lost their jobs, and are struggling to find housing today. But this bill will also help our communities and jumpstart our economy by creating more than 635,000 jobs, investing in new technology, and repairing our infrastructure. For example, Mr. President, this package would make investments in highway and bridge construction in every single state, all 50 states, by providing $10 billion to help fund projects that are ready to go today. And we know that for every $1 billion we spend on highways, we create more than 34,500 good jobs. So this package will create more than 345,000 jobs. Additionally, Mr. President, I think it's important to note that there are no earmarks in this bill, no special projects as part of the highway funding in this bill. All highway dollars will be spent according to the formula that's been established for the surface transportation program in our Safety Lou Highway Law. And states would have to put this money to work in 180 days. But Mr. President, we also know that roads aren't the only area where our communities need transportation dollars. Cities across our country are struggling to repair and expand their bus and rail systems as demand for mass transit and public transportation is skyrocketing. So this bill will improve and expand mass transit systems that millions of commuters, so millions of commuters can get to work on time. And it would help repair and improve our nation's airports. It will make needed investments in our nation's ferry transportation system and modernize our nation's shipyards to make them competitive and efficient. Now, Mr. President, while creating these jobs can help get our economy going again, we also need to work to make sure that our workers are prepared to compete for the jobs of the future. So this package does that by helping 160,000 dislocated workers and youth get education, training, counseling, and job assistance. Mr. President, this is particularly important for young people who are disengaged from school and for disadvantaged teenagers who are often hurt the most when our unemployment rates are high. It is really critical that we enable these young people to get work experience now, because if they lose out, they are less likely to move successfully into a career later. And we know that teens without jobs are more likely to turn to crime or join gangs, which costs our community millions in law enforcement and in lost productivity. Not only will the programs this bill support pay off as the economy picks up over time, but they will help stimulate the economy in the short term too, because, you know, teens spend all the money they make immediately. So that will help everyone. But Mr. President, this package also recognizes that we need to start investing in new and healthy industries that will help create new, good-paying jobs and help strengthen our economy for the long term. I think one of the most promising fields is green technology. That's why this package would invest almost $7 billion in research and development that would help us create new energy sources and improved energy efficiency. Not only is the research and development absolutely vital in order to create the technology and the new jobs that come with it, but research and development in clean technologies is critical if we're going to become energy independent. So, Mr. President, these are just parts of this package, which I believe will be a shot in the arm that will help our economy for many years to come. But, Mr. President, before I finish this today, I do want to address the provisions in this bill that would help the country's struggling auto industry. Mr. President, I want the auto industry to remain viable and continue to support the millions of jobs across this country, which depends on its success. But I can't support any more funds without concrete assurances that the automakers have a strategy to restructure and become viable, competitive companies. The auto industry cannot continue to follow a failed business model and then come here and ask for help. I have supported the $25 billion with strong restructuring language for the auto industry in the continuing resolution that we just passed a month ago. I will need to be convinced that adding funding will not only save jobs, but that the industry leaders will take seriously the issue of restructuring and work to reinvigorate an industry that continues to teeter on the brink of failure. I am also, I have to say, very concerned about the blame being laid at the feet of the hardworking men and women in this industry. The auto industry's current financial crisis is the result of many factors, not just the result of the cost of employee health care and negotiated contract benefits that numerous working families and retirees depend on. If the federal government, funded by working and tax-paying families, is expected to explore financial aid to ailing corporations, then I expect to hear about sacrifices that industry management will make during these tough times. And I'm very hopeful that we can do that. Mr. President, a month ago, this Congress came together. We passed a bill to help restore stability in our financial markets. Well, we need this bill to provide stability for our communities and for our working families at home. We need it to help the most vulnerable among us keep food on their table and a roof over their heads. We need it to help unemployment workers pay the bills while they start another job search. And we need it so that we can create jobs, invest in our communities, and support new developments in sustainable and emerging industries. We can start solving this economic crisis now. We can provide our families with the help they need before the holidays and before this economic situation gets worse. So I hope, Mr. President, that our colleagues will join together, work across party lines, pass this stimulus bill, and offer hope this year to millions of struggling families across the country. Thank you, Mr. President, and I yield the floor.